My guest is attorney Kelly Richardson, co-founder, partner of Richardson Ober, O-B-E-R. And you can Google him. You could find his Homeowners Association newsletter at HOAHomefront.com, HOAHomefront.com. And the second topic we have today is new electronic voting in 2025. It's not for political elections, but it's for homeowners association corporations. Why should I care about this?
Well, if you don't live in or own property in a homeowners association in California, you probably won't care. But for the roughly 40% of Californians who live in HOAs these days, it's a big deal. You have to go back quite a few years. The California Corporations Code generally has, for many years, allowed corporations to have their members vote electronically. But about 20 years ago, we had a big election reform law that was put through by a then state senator in the Coachella Valley, who decided that homeowner associations were, as he put it, rife with corruption and fraud. And so he passed a sweeping set of election reforms, making homeowner association elections, frankly, a little bit more difficult. And one of the things that made electronic voting impossible was that the law required for all these years that homeowners had to be sent paper ballots. And the paper ballots had to be counted, and they had to be sealed in one envelope that was put inside of another envelope. HOAs were the only corporations in the state of California that were not allowed to vote electronically. My Association of Realtor clients, quite a few of them have been voting electronically for many years. I wrote their bylaw amendments. Trade unions, Screen Actors Guild, many well-known corporations had been voting electronically. The HOA world, through the Community Association Institute, back in 2013, we had to catch up with the times. And so I actually drafted for CAI Assembly Bill 1360 of 2013, which simply put would have allowed HOAs back then to vote electronically, subject to certain protections, protecting the secrecy of the voter, for example, and so on. And the bill sailed. It was sponsored by then Assembly Member Torres, and the bill sailed through the legislature in the Assembly. It passed almost unanimously, 69-3, in May of 2013. But here's the story behind the story. The Secretary of State at the time, and I don't remember her name anymore, got wind of this bill that had moved over into the Senate for consideration, and she made it known that she was very concerned about hacking. Now, Mark, I don't know how many Chinese or Russian spies want to tinker with home association elections in Burbank or Santa Rosa or Goleta. But anyway, as soon as the Senate got wind that the Secretary of State personally opposed the bill, it just went thud on the floor and never even got out of the Senate committee process. So that whole idea sat languishing for 10 years exactly. And then this year, the Community Association Institute and other allies in the HOA world sponsored Assembly Bill 2159, and happily that sailed through the legislature, was signed by the governor, Governor Newsom, and will be taking effect just in a couple of weeks on January 1st. So it will essentially end the discrimination as to common interest developments in California, which will be able to vote electronically starting next month.
And for the first time in about 20 years, because they were doing it prior to this fellow 20 years ago who stopped it?
Honestly, I don't think the technology, that there were companies back then that were starting to do it in other states. I'm not aware of any HOAs that were doing electronic voting that were then squelched by the Batten election reforms. Well, but certainly as technology moved forward, we all started bumping up against that in the years since.
Well, you mentioned a list of other corporations and organizations that all vote electronically. What was his reasoning 20 years ago to separate out homeowners associations, HOAs, and say, you know what, you can't do this?
I'm going to take one bit of data and then add an irresponsible guess. The one of the earliest versions of Senator Batten's bill said, whereas common interest development elections in California are, and I'm going to quote, rife with corruption and fraud, end quote. Now, that was taken out of the later versions of the bill, but it stung those of us that have devoted a large portion of our life to advising and helping HOAs govern themselves. So I'm going to guess, without any information specifically, that some constituent came to Senator Batten back in those years and brought a sad story of some type of chicanery in their association. And the senator said, to coin a phrase, well, there ought to be a law. And then there was.
You don't want someone who can actually make laws saying, you know, there ought to be a law.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's funny. You know, another thing you said was that 40% live in HOAs. Now, is that 40% of homeowners or 40% of Californians?
I think it's in the high 30s. It's close to 40% of all California residents live in one or the other form of a common interest development. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a huge fraction. It's huge. Yeah.
You know what?
And new properties, Mark, new subdivisions, probably 80 to 95% of new housing coming on the market is in one of the forms of an HOA, typically a planned development or a condo.
Wow. That's, you know what? Those two facts right there, that makes the whole interview. That's amazing. I had no clue. Almost 80%, roughly 80% of new developments are involved in some kind of HOA. So this is and 40% of all Californians, or close to 40, high 30s, are living in HOAs. You know, renting,
yeah.
Owning. Very, very interesting. A different topic, it just came to my head, about HOAs that some don't allow you to rent. And sometimes you're grandfathered in if they changed it. It's a random question. Is this something you deal with? Do you have any idea what percentage of homeowners associations don't allow people to rent?
Well, that is a big topic in the HOA world. And it's one of the few areas where the HOA industry kind of butts up against the California Association of Realtors. The California Association of Realtors has successfully sponsored a couple of bills that became law. One of them most recently, about, I'm going to guess 4 years ago, is Civil Code 4741. And it specifically says that associations may not completely ban rentals. That the most that they can do is they can cap rentals to no less than 25% of the overall association. But rentals are always a big issue in associations. The Civil Code 4741, which I think did some good things, there are some vagaries to it that I think are going to result in litigation in the coming years as we all try to figure out what is an unreasonable restriction on rentals.
You know,
we really don't know.
And that was something we didn't talk about discussing. It just kind of came to me, and maybe next time you come on, we could, because that's kind of fascinating. And it's kind of like, you know, I own this property, you have property rights. On the other hand, you're part of an association, and maybe the whole beauty of the association is they want owner-occupants. They don't want, you know, implying that tenants are not going to be as good as homeowners, could be the opposite. So it's a complex topic we'll cover next time. My guest, Kelly Richardson, attorney, co-founder, partner of Richardson Ober, and focuses a lot on fair housing and homeowner associations. And his column can be found at hoahomefront.com. HOAHomefront.com. Did you have a war story about this electronic voting? Was there something that happened or could have happened?
Well, I think electronic voting, by the way, has been happening in a number of other states before California. You know, normally we lead the pack when it comes to homeowner association law in the United States, but we've been way behind on this one. The challenges of volunteers running HOA elections can be significant, and we do sometimes see chicanery in HOA elections. Biggest fights I see are regarding proxies, which really aren't helpful anymore, because in California, you have to give your homeowners 30 days lead time to cast their ballots. And of course, now an HOA can choose to go electronic, which means homeowners literally can vote from anywhere on the planet if they've got internet access. But I can remember the elections where somebody would show up with a stack of alleged proxies, where all of the handwriting on the proxies was in the very same pen and in the very same handwriting. And then they would all have mysteriously exactly the date of the election as the date all these proxies were made. You smelled a little bit of fish there. So we have seen some things that I think are less common these days in terms of election gamesmanship. I've also seen in associations where they're divided. I'll never forget the one association meeting I was at in central Los Angeles, where one board member was not up for reelection that night, but he was somewhat unpopular. And the faction that was in, looks like, had control of the votes, they didn't like this guy. And nobody had told me they were going to do this. I'm sitting in the front of the room ready to answer any questions. And all of a sudden, somebody raised their hand and said, "Yeah, I've got some new business. I vote that we kick out homeowner Steve." And homeowner Steve is sitting up at the table, and he's got the deer in the headlights look, and the room explodes. And when everything calms down, finally somebody turns to me and says, "Can they do that?" And, you know, once I had everybody's attention, I said, "No, they clearly cannot do that. That's an improper motion. We need to move on." And, unfortunately for me, the majority of the board and the association manager, who I will not name, clearly was in favor of doing the illegal thing they were trying to do. And so I remember the manager walked me to my car and said, "You're done here."
Oh my God. I mean, what did they expect you to say? Give you legal advice that was wrong?
One of the things that I always tell clients is, you know what? You've got to trust me to tell you the truth, even if it's the truth you were hoping not to hear.
Well, I've got a surprise for you. We have Steve on the other line.
Well, he liked me.
Well, I bet he did. Did you ever talk to him again?
No. I was literally fired that night, and I consider that a badge of honor that I was fired for telling the truth.
Oh, that's just a horrible story. I can't even believe that could happen. I mean, how could you give somebody proper legal advice, that state the law? And so, of course, you know, you were gone. I don't blame you for not following up, but I wonder what the hell happened.
I heard scuttlebutt that particular association continued to be a little bit of a brimstone pool for a while, but I don't know anything about them in current years. And you know, in every profession, not just law, business, real estate, you have people who think their job is to make the client happy. And yeah, that is one value, but gosh, our job is to tell people the truth and to try to make them happy with the truth that is. It doesn't help a client if you feed them something that makes them feel good about accomplishing their goals, and then later they find out they're doing something illegal, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and then and someone sues them, and Steve sues the HOA and wins, and guess what? You're the guy that let them do it. So that's just nuts. I hate that story. It's a horrible story. And on that note,
it was quite a night.
It was quite a night. Jeez. Steve, I assume you made up the name Steve. That's not his real name.
It was not his real name.
Okay, but today's guest, his real name is Kelly Richardson. Thanks so much for joining me. His firm is Richardson Ober. He could handle consultations all over California, whether you live in an HOA or you have a fair housing question or anything real estate related. You can find his column, HOAHomefront.com. Kelly, let's not wait another 12 months. Let's come back on and we can talk about rentals and HOAs and some other topics.
Mark, I'd love that. I always enjoy our conversation.
I appreciate your time. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Okay, bye for now. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.